This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
When we were kids, there were guys in our lives who taught us lots of stuff.
Mine taught me how to go fishing on our boat if the sea wasn't rough.
They showed us how we could do our best and how to raise the bar.
They'd always be saying you're special and we believe that you're a star.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Hello, welcome to I Dad Full Time Full on Free FM 89.0. My name is Islay and today I am here with my dad.
Hi Islay, how are you doing?
Hi.
You suddenly, yes.
Today we're going to talk about, on this show, rainbows and Club 70, XI and Corfi seeds, You're the Judge, Takis and Akula.
Yes, thanks, Eze.
I'm surprised I could read that.
I was right. I wrote out the sort of the brief headlines, and I did ask Esla if she would like to, but she's a bit busy at the moment on her Club 70s.
Yeah.
Yes, which we'll talk about.
What did you want me to do?
I asked you if you'd like to write out the headlines for our show today.
But I was a bit busy.
You're a bit busy doing
Club 100.
Club 100, that's right. Welcome to Free FM 89.0. Frank and Esla Carter with iDad, full time, full on. Conversations, learning, mistakes, yeah, but definitely learnings, and looking back sometimes and looking forward sometimes. Conversation between myself, Frank Carter, and Esla, a daughter. So conversation between dad and daughter. And we've been doing this for 9.5 years.
Yes.
It goes quickly. Does it seem like only yesterday when you were doing it as a one-year-old?
No.
No. Doesn't seem like only yesterday. What, the day before?
No.
No. But, okay.
It feels like 9 years ago.
Okay, thanks, Will. So that's our program today. We're going to kick off with, we're looking forward to going to Rainbow's End. It's getting towards the end of the year, and Miley is going to Wellington for the day. We've got to drop her off in Auckland. So,
what's 100 takeaway one? I mean, one takeaway one.
One takeaway one?
Yeah.
It's a big, big, big.
I just want the answer, please.
Pardon, it's a big. You just got
answer?
It.
Oh, zero.
Yeah, yes, okay. Yes. Yeah.
Wait, so 154 plus what equals 302?
148.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, this is me doing the Club 70, Club 100. We'll get on to the Club 100. Shall we go for a break first, Esla?
Sure.
Okay. Esla has set up a track. Any particular track that you've set, or have you done a Google Random this week?
Random?
Google Random. So you want to do the track, play our track, and then we'll come back with I think we'll probably having a chat about the Club 70, and Esla may be throwing a couple of things at me. Did I get it right, 148?
I don't know, that's what I asked.
I'm not sure. Okay, shall we go for our track now, Esla? Are you ready? Let's go.
The Door Open by Bruno Mars and Anderson something.
Bruno Mars and?
Anderson someone.
Oh, Anderson. Okay, right.
Silk Sonic.
Right, okay. And the name of the song was?
I just said.
I didn't hear it. Sorry.
Leave the Door Open.
Leave the Door Open, right. Okay, okay. As they know, you wanted to tell us about Rainbow's End or Club 70.
I'm Rainbow's End.
Rainbow's End. Should we give a bit of background first?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. A year ago you went up to Rainbow's End, didn't you? Around about
yeah.
a year ago.
Yeah.
And can you remember why or how you were able to go up to Rainbow's End?
Because I was being good.
Yes. And which organisation paid for it, if you like, or took you up there?
I actually don't know. I didn't know because when I was just at Rainbow's End.
Yeah, right. Okay. So what happened was it was a Ngarrawarrhia community centre, and they did this trip and they offered Horatu School a number of tickets, didn't they? They said, you know, are there any children who'd like to come up to Rainbow's End with us? And that was during the holidays, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, and me and two friends got chosen.
Yes, and yeah, so that's a big tick and a big thank you to the Ngarrawarrhia Community Centre, right, for what they did. But anyway, so this weekend...
There was a bunch of people that I didn't know.
Yes.
But they were still kind.
They were kind. So this is people from another school? That is really neat.
I have a question.
Go on, you have a question, yes.
What is 3/4, 3/4 plus 2/4?
3/4 plus 2/4?
Yeah.
Anyway, no, this is your question.
Well, never mind, I can do it.
Okay, right. You can do that one easily.
Okay, let's just carry on.
Okay. we'll get back to Club 70, or actually it's Club 100, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rainbow's End. Yeah, so I just felt like Miley is going to Wellington on Saturday, just overnight, and this is with a national Tongan women's project where they've published a book and are now going in Wellington. It's going to do a demonstration and release it. Yes, do a presentation of the book in Wellington. This is a book about Tongan history. So seeing as we're taking up Miley up to Auckland very early on Saturday morning, we decided to spend the day in Auckland.
Yeah.
And as long as the weather is fine, the weather's okay, Yeah, why not? Rainbow's End. It's a long time since I've been to Rainbow's End.
And I'm going to go in the fifth floor. I already picked out everything I'm going to wear.
Go on.
I already picked out my hair tie,
right.
My shirt, my jersey, my personality, my pants.
Your personality?
Yeah, I picked if I'm going to be annoying, kind, funny, or just not talk a lot, or just be kind and go with the flow, and
right.
I chose the last one.
Oh, that's right. You just decided to be normal.
Yeah.
Great. Excellent.
I pick my personality before every event.
I'm a bit lost for words for that one, actually. Okay. Right. So we're going to... Now, a lot of it depends on the weather, doesn't it? And if it's kind of like showery or raining or windy, what do we do?
We might go to the museum or the zoo.
There's museum or zoo. Oh, what about Notat? No, not
particularly.
No,
thank you.
No, the museum or the zoo. We went to the museum recently, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we saw, remember what we saw there?
A dinosaur.
A dinosaur, that's in the foyer, yes. And the exhibition that we went to see.
Oh, we saw this Cook Island dancing and stuff.
Yes, there was a Cook Island dancing because I think it was Cook
Island. You know, people in my class don't even know that Rarotonga is in the Cook Islands.
Rarotonga is the Cook Islands, isn't it?
Yeah, but they think it's just Cook Rarotonga.
Oh, is that
but
right?
I was like, oh, so you went to Cook Islands. So I was like, no, I went to Rarotonga.
Oh, right. Okay. Yep.
I'm like...
Yep. And yes, we saw them dancing and they I think it was... Rarotonga Language Week, I think, wasn't it? Cook Island Language Week or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an exhibition on there at the time.
Yeah.
Can you remember this one?
It was Egypt, maybe?
Yes, Egypt. Ancient Egypt. And I've been reading about them recently.
I always get bored at the museum. Oh, but sometimes I get scared at the museum.
Sometimes you get scared?
Yeah.
What's scary at the museum?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't like those people that go, kids, stop running, walk.
Oh, you mean parents?
No, the people that work there.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, they're trying to keep people safe. Yeah.
What are they going to do, run after us?
No, they're just going to try and say, please stop running. Please, can you slow down? Yeah. Okay, so if the weather's not so good, we could try the museum and the zoo.
Yeah. Can we go to the cafe and the museum if we do?
Yes, we didn't get there last time to get in the cafe, did we? Because it was too busy.
Yeah. So me and my friend, we're going to call them one and number two.
What, your friends?
Yeah.
Because we're not quite sure who's coming with us. Yep.
I'm talking about last year.
Oh, last year. Oh, right. The two ends that you went with last year to Rainbow's End.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
So we went on the log thing. And we didn't have to go like in groups. They just let us go off.
Oh, okay.
As long as we came back at a certain time.
Right, yep.
And then to have lunch and then we can go have another time.
Yes.
Like have some more time. And we went on the log thing.
Yep.
And oh my gosh, it was so fun.
Go on.
The log is definitely my favourite.
The log, yep.
Yeah.
Right, you didn't get to go on the roller coaster?
No. We went on this, I don't know what it's called, but it's blue, and it's like a saucer.
Right.
And you sit on it, and it looks like you're standing up, but you're not.
Okay.
It's kind of like you're riding a motorbike.
Yes.
So the seat... There's like these handles that you hold on to.
Yep.
And your two legs go, the thing goes in between your two legs.
Right.
So it's like you're riding a motorbike.
Okay, yeah.
But you just, it's all you do is just hold on.
Yep.
And it goes blades.
Yep.
And I was scared because because it was a circle, right?
Yes.
And my feet, and I was on the part where I wasn't on the track.
Oh.
Like I was just on the saucer, but I wasn't on the track.
Oh.
I was on the side.
Okay, yes.
And I kept thinking that it was going to roll off the tracks. But that's just how it's designed.
Do you have a seatbelt on or something? No seatbelt.
JK.
But then,
yes.
You have a seatbelt. You have a belt on to keep you.
And me and we went on the Golden Rush one and we went on the bumper boat.
Yep.
And we went.
The bumper boat, is that in the water?
Yeah.
Yep.
But I didn't even know how to drive it.
Right.
And I would keep stressing out when it was time to put them back into a place. I was stressing out, so...
Yep, go on. Yes.
I was stressing out so much because I didn't know how to get back.
Oh,
so
yes.
So I didn't want to be last to get back.
Oh, yep. And oh, you mean get back to the dock where you got out?
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay. But you managed? Well, you must have done because you're here. A year later.
And
yep.
We went and me and my friend were going to go in the power surge, but my other friend was too scared and she said that she'll just record us. So
right.
She got her phone and recorded us.
Yep.
But it was kind of like, it wasn't that long of a queue.
Right.
And basically... So we were going to go on it and we were all ready because there was three of us, but each side only had two seats.
Oh, okay.
The power surge.
Right.
So we just go round and round and round and round. But so we didn't know what to do. So then no one would get left out. But my friend didn't even want to go on it anyway.
Okay.
And so the reason why it took a while was because every time someone would go on, they would have to do it again. And the ride was about maybe 3 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe probably more than that. And after everyone, before anyone gets on, they have to do a, what is it called? A test run. Test drive.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like before and after everyone goes, just in case.
Mm.
But it was like windy, really windy.
Oh, yes.
So we're just getting ready to scream and get on the seats and waiting for the harvest to come down. And then she says, sorry, y'all, we can't go on this ride because of the wind. Technical difficulty.
Oh, dear.
And we really wanted to go on the roller coaster.
Yep.
But we assumed it would be the same.
Be about the same. So you, go on.
Can't talk when I'm excited.
go on. You're excited. Go on. There's an excitement going on in the studio here. Yes. Holy, yes. Go on.
I'm going to go in the fearful.
You want to go on the freefall?
Fearful.
Or the fearful.
Yeah.
That's the one where they hoist you way up.
It's the tall thing.
Yes.
That whenever we drive past, it reminds me, Mom, can we go to Rainbow's End?
Okay.
No. We're going to see our family.
Right. And you want to go, I tell you what, shall I tell you something?
Sure.
I won't be going on it.
Oh, that's fine.
No.
As long as you record.
I will record it, yes. I'll definitely record it, yes.
I bet that I won't scream.
I won't be going on the roller coaster either.
I will bet you that I won't scream.
Okay.
I'll bet you.
You think so?
I'll bet you $2.
Okay. Right. Okay. So that's Rainbow's End. So that's what we're looking at.
Yes.
Come here. Go on.
And the candy shop.
Oh, candy shop, yes.
Oh, yeah, there was this fake Elsa that came to the stage for these little kids.
Yes.
For, like, the younger kids.
Yeah.
But I saw her wig kind of falling off. I had temptation to pull it off. But anyways, there was this candy store.
Yes.
And it was kind of expensive.
Yes,
they are. We all got $10 each from our parents.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I could only afford to buy a biscuit and a lolly bag.
Ooh.
The lolly bag was about $6.
That's expensive.
But I bought it.
Yes, that's all right.
And I bought a white chocolate and macadamia nut.
Yep.
And my friend got an ice cream and me and my friend got a cookie.
Yes.
Chocolate macadamia white chocolate
nut.
And the funny thing is, we would walk in there like a million, like five times.
Into the candy shop.
But we wouldn't buy anything.
Oh, okay.
But then, like, when we were about to go back on the bus.
Yes.
We finally bought some. I finally bought some.
You finally bought some. So you were saving your money until right to the end.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Because I kept thinking that there was going to be something else.
Ah, yeah.
And there's this younger kids one, like a kids castle.
Oh, right, yes, yes.
And this is one, and it's probably about the ceiling.
Oh, right, yes.
If you're listening to this, look at your ceiling.
Yeah.
Unless you're in a hall or something.
Right.
That's probably how high it went.
Right.
And earlier it slowly went down.
Ah, so it's a mini free fall.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, okay. All right, well, and that could be a bit scary for little kids, real little kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we're looking forward to at the weekend. So moving on to...
Well, also, Mum going to Wellington.
Ah, yes. Mum's going to Wellington just for the day. She'll be coming back on Sunday morning. Yep. Okay, so somewhere we have actually been recently.
Are we picking it up on Sunday?
Sunday from Hamilton, yes.
Going to Auckland again?
No. No, because Mum's going down to Wellington from Auckland because she's going down with a group of ladies.
Yeah, but like, do we have to go to Auckland again on Sunday?
No. We're going to pick her up from Hamilton. She's going to be, Mum's going to be flying back to Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that'll be all right. Yeah. So somewhere else we've been recently, and this was because the teachers took it out. No, I'm not quite right. The teachers had a teacher-only day. I nearly made a mistake. Didn't take a day off. They were working hard during that day. We went to Excite.
Yeah.
You want to tell us a little bit about Excite, Esley?
You should do it.
You want me to tell you about Excite? Well, I think the thing that I recall is that when you go into Excite, you pay money and they give you these little badges to show
stickers to put on your shirt
to show that you have actually paid to go to Excite. That's fine.
But there's this post outside where the car where you park your car.
Yes.
And it's full of like stickers.
Ah, yes.
And anyone could just take it off and put it on their shirt.
I think they would. I think And that's where. But what City Council has done is said, okay, we don't really want to be people be throwing these stickers away, and also let's see if we can do something for the environment or whatever. So, if you hand in your sticker on the way out, they give you a little packet of corpi seeds.
Oh, okay.
And there are 5 corpi seeds in there. So that's what we did. We got 2 packets. 2 packets of corpi seeds. That's 10 corpis.
10 corpi trees.
Eventually. Eventually. And so I looked at that and I thought, corpi seeds, corpi. We had a neighbour, our next-door neighbour, Kevin. Yeah. He had a corpi tree, didn't it?
And I would always grab, like, the leaves that fell, that the tree that was on the outside, I'd get it and I'd go, shh, and the leaves would be in my hand.
That's
and
right.
Do you do that? Did you used to do that?
Yes.
And you go, shh, like, it's so satisfying. Like yeah. It and then I get a bunch of them.
Yes.
And I just go, and then, like, I can take a photo while it's in the air.
In the air.
And I throw it up, and then I got a tahua to take a photo.
Ah, right, yes.
Because she's the one who told me to.
That's the yellow corpi, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so Kevin next door, he had a corpi tree, and it grew very, very big. And there was the tuis in it, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Tuis came in. But the problem was it grew too big. It grew huge. And, of course, then it started disrupting the concrete and
like healthy dollar tree.
Yeah, yeah.
But not as small.
It was much bigger than a coffee. So unfortunately, it was gone. It's been chopped down.
And our other neighbour's tree, not our actual neighbour, but she lives near us.
Oh yes.
And there was like this bad cyclone. It wasn't like on the, I don't think it was on the news.
All right, yes.
But it was really windy, and the tree fell down.
That's right, yes.
Like I was looking outside, just looking at the rain. Then I turned around to my mum. Yeah. Then I looked back and the tree fell down.
That's right.
And my parents were like, oh, maybe Esley can't go to school.
That's right, it was blocking, isn't it? Yes.
Because of you, they got Hamilton City Council to chop it at midnight. So now it's good.
So we got the manager.
So I had to go to school and suffer.
It's not suffering when you go. You enjoy school.
Okay, I love school.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. I've never grown corphis before, and so I sort of Googled corphis, and I found that there's lots of different types of corphis.
Yeah.
And including quite small ones that only grow to about 2 or 3 metres. I thought, well, they'll do for us because we've only got a small section. So I could plant some small corphis. Didn't want any huge ones because our section's not that, big enough. But it'd be nice to have 10 small ones.
Yeah.
So I emailed Excite or Hamilton City Council and said, what type of corphi is this? And I got a very nice call from Pepper Torres, who used to be associate, do program here, used to be with the Hispanic. And Peppa, but she's working for the Waikato Museum.
Oh, is that a girl?
Peppa Torres,
yes. A boy.
No, Peppa Torres.
I mean a man.
Is a lady, is a woman. And she's now working for Hamilton City Council at the museum. And she phoned me up and said, oh, hi, Frank. they don't really know what type of Corphi seed it is, but they're going to find out to see if it's one of the huge Corphis or one of the shorter ones, because shorter ones would be really neat, huge ones very difficult for small sections, which most of us, or
we
many,
have a
many,
big section.
Yes,
for
but,
me, I do.
Yeah, but can you imagine sort of four or five trees or six or seven trees the size of that one that Kevin had?
But I want to play basketball.
Okay. So, yeah, neat resupply from City Council. They're going to find out what type of Corphi seeds they're giving away. And it'd be really neat if we could have some of the seeds from the short one. Thanks very much. So thanks very much, Pippa. Thanks very much, Waikato Museum. And I'm looking forward to hearing the outcome. As I say, we haven't got much time. We've got about a minute and a half to go. What are we going to do? Yes, well, very, very quickly, what would you like to say?
Guys.
Come on, yes. Very good, Claire.
Have a good day or night.
Okay, right. There's a couple of things, perhaps, that you might like to say? You wanted to talk about Aquila or Takis?
Takis are spicy, guys. If you have a weak mouth, don't try Takis.
Okay, Sparkies. Yes, the Takis are, yeah.
When I was younger, as soon as I put a Taki in my mouth, I knew I regretted it.
But you did it again.
Yeah.
You did it again.
I continue to eat it because I'm crazy.
Takis, yes. A very expensive snack food. That, yes, you can get them. I think Pack and Save is about the only place you can get them in town,
I like the red ones, but the blue ones make me vomit.
No,
make
they don't.
Make me feel like I need
make
to
make you
vomit.
Feel like they're very, very hot. I don't do it. Takis, I don't know. I guess, sometimes we have things just for the thrill of it.
My mum ate 10 of them
really?
On Sunday, like in a row.
Yes.
Because apparently she was hungry.
Okay.
I was like, oh, mummy, I don't think you should eat that.
Okay.
And she was like, but I'm hungry.
Okay.
It was either that or a fruit roll-up.
And she didn't do a fruit roll-up. That's just about our show. Thanks very much for being with us.
She had too much sugar in it, apparently.
Oh, too much sugar in the fruit roll-up. Okay, that's it. Thanks very much for being with us. I look forward to being back with you next Saturday morning. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. And, next weekend is December.
And yeehaw.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
It takes time.
Give them time.
Being a dad.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.